Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 13th, One Take Wednesday. We're in Genesis chapter 22 today. This is the story about Abraham being tested by God, and he's asked to give up his son Isaac, the one whom we see all the promises of God resting on. Now, as you know, probably in the story, God never intends for Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Rather, he's going to provide a different sacrifice, which is a foreshadowing of God himself providing the sacrifice for our sins, our Lord Jesus going to the cross. I needed some help when I was thinking through this passage, and before I read it aloud for us, I want to read for you some commentary from the student NIV Bible that we give out to each student when they enter into the seventh grade. It says, Abraham, a man renowned for his faith, does not come by that faith easily. Skipping down, it says, God wants faith, the Bible says, which means complete trust, regardless of the odds. And so Abraham finally learns what it means to have faith. Against all odds, a son is born to Abraham and Sarah, fulfilling God's promise. They never lived to see tents filled with happy children or their descendants multiply like the stars in the sky. But they do have one beloved son, who they name Isaac, or laughter, as it reminds them of the very absurdity, the miracle of parenthood in their old age. Now God presents a final test of faith, a trial so severe that it makes all the others seem like kindergarten games. The Bible makes it clear that God does not intend to let Abraham go through with his plan of child sacrifice. In fact, years later, when the Israelites actually commit infant sacrifice, God calls it something I did not command or mention, nor did it enter my mind. Jeremiah 19, verse 5. All along, God intends to provide another sacrifice, a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. Nevertheless, Abraham does not know these things as he climbs the steep mountain with his only son. This same mountain later becomes home to Jerusalem, the place where God provides his only son as the final sacrifice for all people. Abraham must blindly follow God's orders. Too many times he has doubted God. This time he determines to obey God, no matter what it takes, no matter that it has taken more than 100 years. But Abraham has finally learned to trust God. The scene, above all others, shows how he acquired his reputation as a man of faith. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 19. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told them about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Goodness gracious, that was a big test of faith in Abraham's life. I do like to think that the Lord already had it all planned out, that he was to provide the ram caught by its horns in the thicket, as we know that God is so opposed to child sacrifice. And Abraham shows such great faith that even if Isaac was to be killed, he had faith that God would raise him up from death. Another foreshadowing of what we see in Jesus Christ our Lord, who himself bore the pain of sacrificing himself as the perfect lamb in our stead for our benefit, for our redemption. And then the faith that he would be raised 3 days later. We're so grateful, Lord, for the resurrection, and we thank you for your word. All right, let's turn on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 122, which is kind of neat to think about the fact that Abraham and Isaac went up to the mountain that is now Jerusalem, and this psalm is talking about the wonders of Jerusalem. "I rejoice with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.' Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem." Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statutes given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls, the security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. My friend Pat Ferguson was cleaning out the archives and she found some prayers that were on little 3x5 cards that had been squirreled away. I think they are from Dr. Moby's archives, and he had typed up different prayers. I found one by Wallace Friday, and I want to read it as we close today. It's just a really good reminder to be thankful for the day we have been given and to ask the Lord to free us from the sins that often bind us and take away that which is not pleasing to God and fill us instead with His Spirit, His strength, His wisdom, and His power. Will you pray with me? Oh God, for another day, for another morning, for another hour, for another minute, for another chance to live and serve You, I'm truly grateful. Would You this day free me from all fear of the future, from all anxiety about tomorrow, from all bitterness toward anyone, from all cowardice in the face of danger, from all laziness in the face of work, from all failure before opportunity, from all weakness when your power is at hand. But fill me with love that knows no barrier, with sympathy that reaches to all, with courage that cannot be shaken, with faith strong enough for the darkness, with strength sufficient for my tasks, with loyalty to Thy kingdom's goal, with wisdom to meet life's complexities, and power to lift me up to You. Be with me for another day, and use me as You will. For Christ's sake, I pray. Amen.